Hi, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Barachas Daf Lamed. We left off Chaf Tes Amid Beis, a couple of lines up from the bottom. Let's say five lines up from the bottom. Today's shiur has two sponsors. First is sponsored again by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Landerer very, very much for his continued sponsorship. Today's shiur is also sponsored by Jeremy and Adina Herskowitz, L'chava, the yard site of Adina's grandmother, Tzivia Yita Bas Dov Beryl. We hope that her neshama has an aliyah in the schus of the learning today, and we thank Jeremy and Adina very, very much for their sponsorship. Today we are going to cover a bunch of topics. So yesterday at the very end of the shiur, we saw where we were introduced in the Gemara to the concept of saying something called Tfilas Haderech, that before a person goes on the journey, goes on his way, he has to be himalech pechoneka. He has to say a certain tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're going to see exactly today what that tefillah is. When a person has to say tefillah sederech, what tefillah sederech is, when in a journey somebody has to say tefillah sederech, how long the journey has to be in order to warrant the recitation of tefillah sederech. So we're going to start off this year with a discussion of tefillah sederech. We are then going to talk a lot about what we said in the Mishnah, that everybody should be mechavein either their faces, if they're able to stand and face a certain direction where they're davening, or if they're not able to stand and face a certain way when they're davening, they have to be mechavein their libam, they have to be mechavein their lave, to think that they're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody's really facing, as it were, either physically or existentially, the same place when they are engaged in davening. We are then, right before the Mishnah on Lamed Amid Aleph, going to talk about various hanhogos that the Amoraim had if they needed to both daven and give shir. So they would give shir, let's say Shabbos morning, they would give shir early, and at times, if they were to daven before the shir, it would be too early to daven. So what would they do? Would they still daven before the Zman? Would they daven part of it before the Zman, and they say Kriya Shema during the shir, or would they do something else entirely? So we'll see that in the Gemara. The Gemara then is going, the Mishnah on Lamed Amid Aleph, toward the bottom, is going to discuss Tfilas HaMusaf, and is going to bring down a machlokes whether one has to daven Musaf only with a minion, or whether one has to daven Musaf even without a minion. And then the Gemara on the Lamed Amid Beis is then going to talk about the proper place to daven, preparing oneself for davening, how long a person has to wait in between tefillos, and it comes up here because obviously one is davening Musaf after davening Shacharis. So the question is how long a person has to wait between davening Shacharis and Musaf, how long a person has to wait between davening two tefillos if he's saying the second tefillah as Tashlumin. That's going to conclude the fourth perek, and then we're going to begin the fifth perek, which is going to teach us the proper frame of mind that a person should be in when he is davening. The concept that im dom ein omlim lehispalel elamitoch kovid rosh, and then is going to introduce us to the Hasidim Arishonim and their anhaga, how they used to come very early to shul and sort of mentally prepare themselves in order to daven. We're going to talk in the Gemara today about what exactly kovid rosh is. When it says in the Mishnah that you only start to daven because of kovid rosh, question begs itself, what is kovid rosh? So we're going to start with that conversation today. We're certainly not going to finish it. That's going to carry well into tomorrow's daf as well. Okay, so again, we left off, let's call it five lines up from the bottom on Chaf Tes Amid Beis. We're in the middle of the line. The first word on the line is Rav Chista, and we will start from V'amar Rav Acha. It's the sixth word on the line. So V'amar Rav Yaakov. So V'amar Rav Yaakov, V'amar Rav Chista, Kalayotze L'derech, anybody who goes on a journey, Tzorech L'spalel Tfilas HaDerech. He has to say Tfilas HaDerech. Okay, my tefillas haderech. What is tefillas haderech? So the Gemara gives us the nusach. Yiratzam lefanecha Hashem Elokai shetelechini l'shalom v'satzideni l'shalom. He should place my footsteps in peace v'sismecheni l'shalom, and he should uphold me in peace v'satzileni mikaf kol oyev v'orev b'derech, and he should say, give me a salvation. He should save me from any enemy and any pitfall on the journey. V'tishlach bracha b'masa yada, and he should bench me. V'tzichneni l'chein l'chesed l'rachman v'enecha v'enei kol roai, and he should give me chein in your eyes, HaKadosh Baruch, and in the eyes of everybody who encounters me, Baruch Atah Hashem Shamea Tefillah. So that nusach is fairly familiar to us. But now the clincher, Amar Abaya, so says Abaya, Li'olam Lishta Finish Nafshei Badi Tziburei, that a person should never daven only in Lashon Yachid, so that it appears as if he's only davening for himself. A person should always try to include himself in the tzibur. That's a much more effective way of davening, because the schus of the tzibur, it's much more likely that your tefillah is going to be answered if you're including yourself with a general tzibur. And therefore, says Abaya, hecha, so what should he say? So you should say the following nuzach: Yiratzom ufanecha Hashem Elokeinu, sheteluchenu l'shalom, v'satzidenu l'shalom. So we should say it in Lashon Rabim, like we know the nuzach of tefillah sederech and the way that we say it. So says the Gemara, okay, now I know what to say. The question is, when do I say it? So emas matzli. So when does a person say tefillah sederech? Samar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista. So says Rav Yaakov in the name of Rav Chista, Misha shemahalech bederech. From the time that he starts on his journey. There is a machlokas rishonim whether a person is able to say tefillah sederech when he's still at home, or let's say if he's in his driveway before he actually starts his journey, or whether you actually have to wait until you're on the road to say it. That's a machlokas, but you should say it in the beginning, whatever that is, however you define that. Ad kama, now the Gemara asks the question, ad kama, until how long or how much? We'll see in Rashi there were two interpretations. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, ad parsa, until the distance of a parsa. So what does that mean, ad parsa? So first let's see Rashi, so second line down. So first Rashi says, ad kama zmana le'espalel, until when is the zman to say tefillah saderech? And the Gemara had answered, ad parsa. So again, in Rashi, avalola achar shahalach parsa. So from Rashi, the first interpretation, it's mashma, that the time to say tefillah saderech is in the first parsa of your journey. After the first parsa of your journey, you're not allowed to say tefillah saderech anymore, because we just said that you're supposed to say tefillah saderech in the beginning. So when's the beginning? The first parsa. Let's pretend the parsa is a mile. It's not, but let's pretend. So the first mile on your journey, you're allowed to say tefillah saderech. After that, you're not allowed to say tefillah saderech. But then Rashi brings down the Bahag. Bahag mefaresh, ad kama yevakesh lelech, sheyetzarech le'espalel, ad parsa. Not how long in the journey are you allowed to say it, only the first mile. How long does your journey have to be in order to have to say tefillah saderech? So the journey has to be one parsa long. Afilu ein lo lelech ella ad parsa. Even if you're only planning on going one parsa, you still have to say tefillah saderech. Aval derech pachas mi parsa ein sorich lespal tefillah zu. However, if all told you're going to be on the road for less than a parsa, then you don't have to say tefillah saderech. So whereas Rashi learns the question ad kama ad parsa, meaning until when in the journey does one say tefillah saderech, the Bahag learns the question and the answer ad kama, how long does the journey have to be in order to warrant the saying at tefillah saderech? And we say that is ad parsa. It's only if the journey is a parsa long, but if the journey is less than a parsa, then you're not going to have to say tefillah saderech. Okay, so says the Gemara Viter. So vehechi matzlila, and how does one daven? Now we know what the person says. We know when the person says it. I should just mention, obviously, the Achronim discuss under what circumstances a person has to say tefillah saderech. There are a whole bunch of different shitas. I urge you to consult Rabbi Leibowitz. If you're flying on a plane, some people say it. If you're flying across the ocean, some people don't have a minute to say it if you're flying on a plane. So just ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But in the Gemara, the pashup shot is, if you're going a parsa, then you have to say tefillah saderech. So v'heichem matzli. So how does one say it? So what posture does one assume when he says it? So Rav Chista Amar Me'umad. So Rav Chista says you have to say it standing up. In other words, you can't be on the way, but you have to be standing in place. Rav Sheshes Amar Afilu Mahalech. Rav Sheshes says no, you're allowed to say it even when you're on the way. It is called tefillah saderech after all, so you're allowed to say it even when you're on your journey. Rav Chista Rav Sheshes Avi Kozli Borcha. So Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes were one time taking a trip. So come Rav Chista. So Rav Chista got up for Kamatzli and he said tefillah saderech kishitoso, because Rav Chista was the one who said that you have to say it standing. So Amarle Rav Sheshes Lishlame. So Rav Sheshes said to his attendant, my kavod Rav Chista, what's Rav Chista doing over there? So Amarle Kamatzli. He said he's standing and he's davening something. So Amarle Ukma Nami Lididi. So Rav Sheshes said to his attendant, oh, stand me up as well, Vatzli, and I'll pray. I thought Rav Sheshes said that you're allowed to say tefillah saderech even when you're on the way, so how come he had to stand himself up and stand in one place stationary in order to say Tefillah Sederach? His shita was that you're allowed to be walking and say it. So he mentioned the pasuk, Miyos Tov Al Tikri Ra, that if somebody else is doing good, so don't be known as the guy who's doing bad. And Rashi explains, obviously there's nothing bad if Rav Sheshes would have said Tefillah Sederach on the way, because Rav Sheshes' shita, after all, is that you're allowed to do that. But Rashi points out, "Hol v'ani yachol lespalel meumad sharei chavaros hayomedes lo ekra ra lespalel mahalech v'afal pisha mutter." Even though it's mutter, oh, my friend is basically showing me up, because Rav Chista standing in place and saying tefillas derech 100%. That's the better way to do it, because a person could have more kavana when he's standing still. So even though I say 100%, you're allowed to be on the way, you're allowed to be walking when you say Tefillah Sederach, nevertheless, because he's standing in place, I should stand in place as well. Okay, now the Gemara sort of non sequitur pivots back to something that we had said in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, you'll recall, yesterday we saw Machlokas, does one say Shmon Esrei every day, or does one say Me'ein Shmon Esrei? Me'ein Shmon Esrei, we explained in the Gemara, was Havinenu. So that was where you say the first three brachos, that massive middle bracha, where we pull on each bracha in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and then the last three brachas. And then the Mishnah told us that there's also, if a person is a Makam Sakana, he says a Tefillah Ketzara, and that's all he needs to say. So we had said yesterday that the Gemara was going to teach us what the difference is between Avinenu and Tefillah Ketzara, and here we go. My Ika Bein Avinenu L'Tefillah Ketzara. What is the difference between Avinenu and Tefillah Ketzara? So says the Gemara, Avinenu Boi L'Tzluye Gimel Kamaisa V'Gimel's Bas Raisa. So Avinenu, you have to say the first three brachos and the last three brachos. V'chi Mati L'Beise Lo Boi L'Meder L'Tzluye. And when you get back to your house, you also don't have to say Shmon Esrei, because Avinenu is a proxy for Shmon Esrei. However, b'tefillah ketzara, lo boi litzlui, lo gimel kamaisa, lo gimel bas raisa. By the tefillah ketzara, the Mishnah had given us the text. There is no first three brachas. There's no last three brachas of Shmon Esrei. V'chibatzu lebeisei ba'olam heder litzlui. And when you get back to your house, when you're no longer in that place of danger, you do have to daven again. V'hilchasa, the halacha is, Avinenu mu'uma, the Avinenu is said standing, just like Shmon Esrei, because it is me'ein Shmon Esrei. Tefillah Ketzara be'muma be'mahalech, and Tefillah Ketzara can be said no matter what posture one is in. Even if a person is on the move, he's allowed to say Tefillah Ketzara. There's a Tosfos over here. The second Tosfos, Ma'ika Bein Avinenu L'Tefillah Ketzara, says Tosfos Tema Lemedika Beinayu. The Tefillah Ketzara Einam Espalal Ela B'Makom Sakana. Avinenu Espalal Afilu Shelo B'Makom Sakana. Well, what's even the question? Avinenu is something that there was a machlokas whether in lieu of a regular Shmon Esrei, you're allowed to say this thing called Avinenu. Tefillah Ketzara, the Mishnah told us, is if you're in a Makam Sakana, then you can say the Tefillah Ketzara. So says Tosfos, isn't it obvious what the difference is? Avinenu is for a not Eitz Tzara, and Tefillah Ketzara is for an Eitz Tzara. So Makam Sakana. So says the Tosfos, V'yesh Lamar Adachi Kaboy, Mai Binayu Kol Echad B'Mekomo, Tefillah Ketzara B'Makam Sakana, V'Avinenu Shelo B'Makam Sakana. Says Tosfos, not, I get it. Havinenu is for a regular situation. Tefillah Ketzara is an Amakam Sakana. But still, what's the difference between Havinenu and Tefillah Ketzara? So the Gemara said, Havinenu, you'd say the first three brachas and the last three brachas. Tefillah Ketzara, you do not. Says the Gemara, Vayter to do that. So you're rochev al hachamor, and you can get down from the hachamor. So ideally, what you do is you dismount. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, no yerochev al hachamor, v'igi yezman tefillah. If a person is riding on a donkey and it comes time to daven, im yeshlo mishiach es chamoro, yered lamata v'yispalel. If he has somebody else who could grab his donkey and hold it there when he davens, then he should dismount from the donkey and he should daven v'im lav. But if there's nobody else there to hold the donkey, yeshem im komo v'yispalel. While he's sitting on the donkey, he should daven. Rebbe Yomer Benkach Benkach Yeshev B'Mkoma V'Yispalel. Regardless of whether there's somebody else stole his donkey, he should sit in his place and he should daven. L'Vishayin Daitom Yushev Esalav, because he's not going to have Yishev Adas when somebody else is holding his donkey and he's interrupting his journey. He's going to be afraid that the donkey is going to get agitated and is going to run away anyway. Amar Rav Avi, Semer Rav Yoshua Ben Levi, Halacha k'Rebbe, that the halacha is like Rebbe, that if a person is on the donkey, there is no issue, there is no Indian to dismount the donkey and try to get somebody else to hold the donkey. Rather, he should just do it in his place. By a car, there happens to be a machlokas. What happens if a person is driving in a car? Does a person have to pull over? Because when you're riding on a donkey, the donkey sort of just is going and whatever, you're not really going to get into an accident if you're driving the donkey and also mumbling this little tefillah to yourself. Whereas if you're driving a car, see, the Achronim assume that you really have real kavana when you're saying the tefillah sederech. You're supposed to have kavana on the road. You're supposed to have kavana when you're davening also. So are those two contradictory? So there is a machlokas whether one has to pull over to say tefillah sederech if they're riding in a car, whether it has the same halacha here as a chamor that you're allowed to say it while you're doing it, or whether it is better to stop driving while you're saying tefillah sederech. Says the Gemara of Eiter, two dots. Tana Rabbanan, Suma, a blind person, Umisha Eniachal Chavines Rucho, somebody who doesn't have the compass app on his phone, so he can't figure out which way is Mizrach. Yichavin Libo, Keneged Aviv Sheba Shemayim. All he has to do is, in his heart, he should recognize that he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar Vizpalalu El Hashem, and he has to daven to Hashem. Ayome Bechutz Laretz, Yichavines Libo, Keneged Eretz Yisrael. If he's standing in Chutz Laretz, he should point in the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, he should face rather in the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar Vizpalalu Elecha. Derech artsam. So you should daven to the land. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should face Yerushalayim. Shenemar v'espalalu el Hashem derech ha'ir asher b'charta. If you're in Yerushalayim, you should be mechaven to the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar v'espalalu el abayis hazeh. If you're in the Beis HaMikdash itself, then you should be facing the Kodshe Kodshim. Shenemar v'spalu el ha-makom hazeh. Hayom v'beis Kodshe Kodshim yichavenes libo keneged bein ha-kapores. And if you're standing in the Kodshe Kodshim, then if you're the Kohen Gadol, for example, then you have to be mechaven your lev when you're davening to the Beis HaKapores. In other words, you're always focusing your direction and your thought and your energy on the root source of all the Kedusha, which is obviously the Shekhinah, and that emanates from the holiest place and the holiest place and in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, so obviously in the Kodshei Kodshim, but right by the Aram, Bein HaKapores. Okay, so Yomer Achorei Beis HaKapores, let's say you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash, but in the back of the Kapores, so Yira Atzmo Kilu Lufnei HaKapores, so you should pretend that you're on the right side and you should daven that way. So Nimsa, so it comes out, Omid B'Mizrach, if somebody's standing to the east, Maxer Panav Lamayrav, then he faces to the west, because everybody's supposed to be facing that central point, the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. B'Mayrav, if he's standing in the west, like we are, Maxer Panav Lamizrach, then you should face east. B'Darom, if you're in the south, Maxer Panav L'Tzofen, you have to face north. B'Tzofen, and if you're in the north, Maxer Panav L'Darom, you have to face south. Nimtzu, Kol Yisrael, Mechavnes, Libon L'Makom Echad, every Jew on the world, on the planet, as mechaving their lave to a single place when they're all davening. Amrav Avin Visema Rav Avina, Maikra, what's the pasuk? So says the Gemara, Kemigdal David Tzavarech, Bonui Letal Piyot, that Migdal David, the Beis HaMikdash, is built like a landmark. Tel Shekol, what does a Tal Piyot mean? So Tal Piyot is tel, it's a hill, Shekol Pios Ponimbo, that all of the mouths turn to it when they daven. So the Beis HaMikdash, situated in Yerushalayim on a hill, Harabayis, everybody focuses on the Beis HaMikdash when they're davening. Says the Gemara in Avaiter. Avua de Shmuel v'Levi. So Avua de Shmuel and Levi, ki avi boy lemefak l'urcha, when they would have to go on the way, savi mekadmi umatzli, they would daven first before they went on their way. V'chi avi matiz man kriyashma, and when it came time to say kriyashma, Koru, they would say Kriyashma, Kaman, so who's this like? Kiai Tana, it's like the following Tana, Detanya, Hishkim Lotzais Laderech, if a person has to get up early to go on a journey, so Mevi'in Lo Shofar V'Takea, they bring him a shofar and he blows the shofar. Lulav Menanea, they bring him his lulav and he shakes the lulav. Megillah V'Kore, he gets the Megillah and he reads the Megillah. So V'Kore Ba, Uchshe Giyaz Man Kriyashma Kore. And when Kriya Shema, and the time for Kriya Shema comes, then he's Korei Kriya Shema. So just like these other mitzvahs can only be performed when it's day, but if a person has to get up really early, so in a bidyevet situation, after Alos, he can perform these mitzvahs, and then when it comes time to Zman Kriya Shema, which, again, we saw earlier in the Masechta, L'chatchila is right before Neitz HaChama, so that you could say it Kivasikin, and then Davin Shmon Esrei right away. Then he interrupts and he says Kriyashma. So this is only a super bidyevet. Okay, so now the Gemara says next case. Hishkim leishev bekaron o besfina. So if you're getting up early to go on a journey, to go in a wagon or go in a boat, mispalel, then he should daven first. Uchashi yagiyaz man Kriyashma. When it comes time to say Kriyashma, kore, he should say kriya shma. Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer, ben kach o ben kach, kore kriya shma mispalo. No, that a person should, regardless, be kore kriya shma, and he should be mispalel. And what does that mean? Does it mean that he should say Kriya Shema early? No. What Rashi says is what Rav Shimon Elazar was saying is no, a person should not daven before the Zman and then say Kriya Shema when it's a Zman Kriya Shema. No, a person should start doing what he's doing, and the same way he interrupts to say Kriya Shema, he interrupts to daven as well after he's finished saying Kriya Shema. In other words, say Kriya Shema and daven at the Zman. Why? So that they should be somek gula latvila, because the way the Gemara initially set it up is that the person's davening first before the right zman, and then later he's saying Kriya Shema. But if the person is davening before he says Kriya Shema, the person is missing the smichas gula latvila. And therefore, what the person should do is the person should wait until the Zman Kriya Shema, say Kriya Shema, and then he should daven like a regular person. Says the Gemara b'mayka miflegi. So what's the machlokas about? Samarta savar tefilum umadadif. So one man the Amar says that tefila bekavana is better, and therefore it's better to daven early before you head out on the journey, because if you're going to interrupt your journey to say Kriya Shema and daven, you're not going to have kavana. So better that I daven out of order and before the right zman, but at least I should have kavana. So that's one mandi amar. And the other mandi amar says, umar savar mismech gula litfila adif. And the other mandi amar says, no, it's better, it's a bigger inyan to be somech gula litfila, and therefore even though you're going to be davening with a lesser amount of kavana, don't daven early. Better to daven later after you say Kriya Shema. The Magen Avraham paskins that bizman hazeh, we don't have what the Gemara refers to as kavana anyway, so just better to daven bizman. We're not so holy so that we're going to have kavana if you're probably not going to have kavana if you daven early, so just daven at the regular time. All right, so says the Gemara now, it brings down what the Amoraim used to do when they would give shir. So Mareimar Mazutra, they would gather together a minion of people early on Shabbos morning, derigla, of the regel, which is when they would give this big shir, umatzlu, and they would daven, vodr nafka lepirka, and then they would give the shir. Rav Ashi, matzli bahadi tzibura biyochid miyushav. Rav Ashi would actually sit and he would daven in the tzibur, in the middle of the tzibur, And he would do that sitting down. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, so Rav Ashi haya rosh yeshiva b'masa mechasya v'doresh v'hu lo haya mespal kodem beis medrash. He wouldn't daven before he went to the beis medrash. Ela kishemegiyah zman kriya shma lochesh harbe yachad l'maturgaman. When the zman kriya shma came, what they would do is they used to say shir, they would say it to a maturgaman, then the maturgaman, the translator, would basically yell it to everybody else. So right before the zman kriya shma, he would really pack in what he was saying to the maturgaman. He would speak for like 10 minutes straight to the maturgaman, omed lefanav, uba'ocha maturgaman mashmiya l'rabim. And during the time that the maturgaman was saying over Rav Ashi's words to the people assembled in the shir, so he would say Kriya Shema and he would say Shmon Esrei. But when he said Shmon Esrei, he would say it sitting down. Because he didn't want to go anywhere. He didn't want to get up. He didn't want to go out, because otherwise everybody stands up when the Rebbe gets up. So he didn't want to be Matriach anybody. So unlike Mareimar and Marzutra, who would daven before they would go to the shir, Rav Ashi would daven during the shir, but he would daven sitting down. So, and then, Kiava Asalabese, back in the Gemara, when he would get to his house, Hadur Matzli Mu'umad. So he would daven standing up. So Amrile Rabbanan, Vilavin Mar Kamaremar Mazutra. So why don't you do like Mareimar Marzutra and just get a minion together, daven standing up before you go to the shir, and then say Kriya Shema after, you know, the Zman, during the Shir. So Amar Lu Trichli Milsa. He said, no, you know, that's too big a pain. In other words, it's a tircha for me to wait until, to delay coming to the Beis Medrash until after I daven first. Says the Gemara, V'levan Mark Avu Adishmuel V'Levi. But why don't you do like Avu Adishmuel and Levi, who would daven before the daybreak in their house, and you won't have to therefore daven again, because right now the way you're doing it, you have to daven again because first time you daven sitting down, and then when you get home you daven sitting standing up. So why don't you get up early? In other words, he didn't want to delay going to the Beis Medrash. He didn't want to start the shir late because he was davening. So the answer is, you don't want to delay the shir, get up earlier. So just get up earlier, daven Shmoneh Esrei, let's say before the Lachetchila Zman, and then you'll just say Kriya Shma during the shir. So why don't you do it? Why don't you do it like that? So it says, and Rashi points out that Avu, the Shmuel, and Levi weren't worried about Gula Latfila, because Gula Latfila, Smichas Gula Latfila, is only applicable if you're davening after the time when it's mutter to say Kriya Shma. But if you're davening before the time that you're allowed to say Kriya Shma, then Smichas Gula Latfila is not even an option, and therefore it's not a chesaron that you're not doing it. So why don't you do like Avu, the Shmuel, and Levi? Why? Because I don't see other rabbis who are greater than me who are doing like you're suggesting, that I daven Shmoneh Esrei early in the morning before the Zman Tefillah in order to get to the Beis Medrash. And therefore, I do what I do. I come to the Beis Medrash on time. I say Kriya Shema and I daven sitting down. And then when I get back home after the shir, I say Shmoneh Esrei again, standing up. So then I'm Yosei everything that way. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Rav Elazar ben Azar Yomer, Ein Tfilus Musafin Ela Bechaver Ho'ir. The Tfilus Musaf is only davened with a minion. And Rashi says, Ein Tfilus Musafin Ela Bechaver Ir, Lo Tiknua Ela Betzibur. They were only Misakin to daven Tfilus Musaf Betzibur. Chavura ir chavura sa'ir, avalo the yachid. Chavura ir means with the chabura, but they were not misakin to daven tfilas musaf be yachid. So we'll see why. The chachamim omrim b'chavura ir v'shalo b'chavura ir. The chachamim say no, tfilas musaf should be daven whether you're with a minion or even if you are without a minion. Rav Yehuda omer mishmo, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, kamokam sheyesham chavura ir, any place where there is a minion, yachid potter mitfilas hamusafin. A yachid is potter from tfilas hamusafin. In other words, it's not that there's no inyan of mutsaf when you're davening biyachidas. It's that if there is a minion that is davening and saying musaf, they potter the yachid from saying musaf. Why in the world would the minion that the guy's not at potter the yachid from saying musaf? So the answer is, Because the tefilas musaf, so we saw a couple of blot ago, the machlokas, whether tefilas is keneged avos or keneged karbonos. But everybody agrees tefilas musaf is not keneged avos, because there are only three avos and there are four tefilas, so musaf is the odd man out. So musaf is definitely keneged karbonos. What karbon was the musaf keneged? Obviously it was keneged the karbon musaf. Karbon musaf was a karbon tzibur. It was only brought by the tzibur. So if the tzibur is bringing a karbon musaf, do you have a chiyuv to bring a karbon musaf? No. So it's inherently a karbon tzibur, and therefore they were maybe only misakin it for, for its tzibur. And the other shita who said the chamim who said that it's b'chavir shalom b'chavir, obviously the other karbanos, tamid shel shachar, tamid shel bein arbayim, is also a karbanos tzibur. It's not a karban yachid. A person is mishtatef, because he gives a machzis hashekel. Okay, but they're also a karbanos tzibur, so that's why it follows that you should have to daven all these tefilos, whether you're with a minion or even if you are not with a minion. But we have this machlokas in the Mishnah. Musaf, is it daven only with a minion, or is it daven even without a minion? Says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda is Hainu Tanakama. Rav Yehuda is a Tanakama because the Tanakama says that Tfilas Musaf is only daven with a minion. And then Rav Yehuda says, where there's a minion, a yachid is exempt from davening Tfilas Musaf. Isn't that the same thing as saying that Tfilas Musaf is only with a minion? So says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Hainu Tanakama, Ikibinayu Yachid Shalab Chavir Ir. No, the difference is a yachid who's not davening with a minion. Tanakama Savar Potter. Tanakama says you're Potter. Rav Yehuda Savar Chayiv. And Rav Yehuda would say that you're Chayiv. So Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. So in other words, if there is no minion, Rav Yehuda would say that the Yachid has to daven Musaf. The Tanakama would say if there is no minion, then there is no Tfilas Musaf, period. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinina. Amar Rav Chia Bar Rav. Halacha K'Rav Yehuda. The halacha is like Rav Yehuda. She'amar Mishum Rav Elazar Ben Azariah. So Amar Rav Chia Bar Ovin, Shaper Kamrit, you're saying, well, Damar Shmuel, Meyamai lo matzlina tzlusa demusafim biyachid. I never davened tfilas musaf biyachid. I never davened tfilas musaf biyachid. Benarda in Arda, And why? And Rashi says over here, flipping over to Lamed Amud Beis, Lefisha Yesh Sam Tzibor Vashliach Patrani, because there's a minion there, and therefore I'm exempt from saying Musaf, like Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, if there is a minion, the Yachid doesn't have to daven, but if there is no minion, then the Yachid does have to daven Tfilas Musaf. So says the Gemara, Labar, so in Nardo, I never said Musaf, Labar Mi Yoma, except for that one day, Dasa Pulmusa Damalka Lamasa, when the cavalry came to the city, Vatridu Rabbanan Velot Soli, and therefore the Rabbanan got all preoccupied and there was no minion, Vatsoli li bi Yachid, and therefore I daven Musaf bi Yachid, because there was no minion to pater me from davening Musaf, Vatyachid Shalom Bechavir Ir, and I was a Yachid Shalom Bechavir Ir, like Rav Yehuda said, if there's a minion, the Yachid is exempt from davening Musaf. If there is no minion, then the Yachid is chayiv to daven Musaf. Yosef Rabbi Chanina Kra Kamei de Rav Yana Yosef Vekamar Halacha Krav Yuda Shamar Mishum Rav Elazar Ben Azariah. The halacha is like Rav Yuda who said that in the name of Rav Elazar Ben Azariah, like we just said in the Gemara. Samar Lei Puk Kra Karech Lebra. Go teach this teaching outside the Beis Medrash. The Ein Halacha Krav Yuda Shamar Mishum Rav Elazar Ben Azariah. The halacha is not like Rav Yuda. So Amar Rav Yochanan Ani Reisis Rabbi Yana the Tzolev Adar Tzoli. I saw Rabbi Yana that he would daven and daven again. In other words, even though he davened b'yechidus on Shabbos, he said Tushman Esreis. So why did he say Tushman Esreis? Obviously, he was saying Shachris, and then he was saying Musaf. So he yelled that even when you're b'yachid, even when you're a yachid, even b'yechidus, you have to daven Musaf. So Amar Le Rav Yirmiyahu Le Rav Zeira Rav Dilma Mekara Lo Kivan Daite Le Musaf Kivan Daite. How do you know that? Because he davened twice. The first time he davened Shachris, and the second time he davened Musaf. Maybe he davened Shachris twice, because the first time he didn't have Kavana, so then he had to daven a second time so that he would have Kavana. So says the Gemara, oh, watch out who you're talking about. So, Amar Lei, Chazei Man Gavra Rabba, the Kamasid Aleh. Look at the great person who you're being masid on. In other words, Rav Yochanan, Sheheid El Adavar, says Rashi, Rav Yochanan, who gave this Eidos, Yofa Dikteik, Shebeshvil Tfilos Amosafen Aisa, he certainly would have made the appropriate inquiries to know why exactly he was davening Tushmon Esreis. And so if he said that he was Matzli V'Hadar Tzali, if he saw Rav Yanai who davened twice, once for Shachris, once for Musaf, you could be sure that Rav Yochanan was Medaktek. He figured out all of the facts, and he understood that Rav Yanai was davening first Shachris and then Musaf, even though he was B'Yachid. Says the Gemara Navaiter at the two dots. Rav Ami Rav Asi, Avogav Davi Lo Tlesar Beknishta B'Tvari, even though there were 13 shuls in Tvari, Lo Avi Matzli Elabeni Amude Hecha Davi Garis. They would only daven where they used to learn. So they would only daven where they used to learn. So says the Gemara Vaiter, Idma Rav Yitzchak Baravdimi Mishum Rabbeinu Amar, Alochak Rav Yehuda Shomer Mishum Elazar Ben Azariah. The Alochak is like Rav Yehuda who said in the name of Elazar Ben Azariah. So here again, we have that if there's a tzibur, the Yachid doesn't have to daven, but if there is no tzibur, then the Yachid does have to daven. Rav Chiya Bar Abba Tzali Vader Tzali, Rav Chiya Bar Abba would daven twice. In other words, he would daven Shachar, and then he would daven Musaf again. Amar Rav Zeira, my time Ovid Mar Hachi, why are you doing this? If it's because the first time he didn't have proper kavana, really a person should assess himself when he davens. If a person thinks that he's going to be able to have proper kavana, he should daven. And if he thinks he's not going to be able to have proper kavana, then he shouldn't daven. So why would you have davened if you weren't able to have kavana? Elo itker mar deresh yarcha. Is it because you forgot yalav yavo vatanya tov lo itker shel rosh chodesh ba'arvis? If you forget rosh chodesh at mariv, ein machzir no. Some of neshei chalom b'shachris. You don't repeat shmona esrei because you could always make it up by shachris. B'shachris, in other words, you could always say it in shachris. B'shachris, if you forget yalav yavo in shachris, ein machzir no. Some neshei chalom b'musafin. You don't have to repeat it because you could say it. You could say it by Musaf, even though that's not our minig. We don't say Yalav Yavo by Musaf. But Musafin, Ein Machzir Nosa, Mimnesha Yachal Amro B'Mincha. By Musaf, if you forget that it's Rosh Chodesh, so let's say you say a regular Shabbos to Musaf, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei because you could be Masker Rosh Chodesh by Mincha. So, in other words, when I saw you saying two Shmon Esrei, what was it? Was it that you didn't have Kavana? Can't be, because you wouldn't have started to daven if you thought you couldn't have Kavana. Is it because he forgot to mention Rosh Chodesh? Can't be, because he just would have mentioned Rosh Chodesh in the next tefillah. So why do you daven twice? Amar le, lavit mar Allah. Amar Rav Yochanan b'tzibur shanu. So don't you know the Rav Yochanan said that it's b'tzibur shanu? What does this mean? Says Rashi, b'tzibur shanu. Dein machzirin. When we say ein machzirin, mishem the shama le mishlech tzibur. Vika miktsas haskara avol b'yachid zorak la'achzor. No, the halacha that you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei if you forget Yalla B'Yavo, because you're going to say it the next time, that doesn't mean that, oh, if I forget a chakras, don't worry, because I can say it by Musaf. Or Musaf, don't worry, I can say it by Mincha. No, it means if I'm dominating in Shul and there's a Shliach Tzibur, so I'm going to hear Yalla V'Yavo from the Shliach Tzibur, that's when I don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. But I was davening B'Yechidus. U'Bahag Mefaresh Rashi finishes up. V'Hag Mefaresh La B'Shliach Tzibur Mishom Tircha D'Tzibura Aval Yachid Hadar. No, what the Bahag says, no. It's never a good substitute that if I forget Yalla V'Yavo, I'm going to hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. Because the same way I was spacing out by saying I forgot Yalla V'Yavo, I'm going to be spacing out when the Shliach Tzibur is going to be saying Yalla V'Yavo too. So I'm not going to hear it. What it means is, if you are the Shliach Tzibur, says the Bahag, and you forget Shmon Esrei, then you don't repeat it, because you're going to say a Chazaras HaShatz. Presumably you'll remember to say that Tzibur will correct you if you forget to say Yalla V'Yavo in your Chazaras HaShatz. If you're a Yachid, and there is no Tircha to the Tzibur for you repeating yourself, of course you should repeat Shmon Esrei. So it could be that's what was happening there, that he forgot Yalla V'Yavo, and not necessarily that he was davening Musaf B'Yechidus. Says the Gemara, now Vaiter at the Dudas, Kama Yisha Ben Tefillah L'Tefillah, how long should a person wait between one Tefillah to another Tefillah? In other words, either a person who has to repeat Shmon Esrei because he forgot Yalla V'Yavo, or a person who's making up a tashlumin, or a person who daven shachris and then wants a daven musaf. How long does a person have to wait between tefillahs? Rav Huna v'Rav Chista, chad amar kedei shetischonein daito alav, v'chad amar kedei shetischolel daito alav. So, in other words, so that a person should have yisha v'adas. And it's really the same thing. It's really the same idea. So Mandi Amar Kadesh Tzchonein Daito Alav. But so if it's really the same shiur, if it's really the same concept, why did the Amoraim teach us this halacha using different phraseology? So Mandi Amar Kadesh Tzchonein Daito Alav Dichsev Veschanan El Hashem, because Veschanan is used in the context of tefillah. Mandi Amar Kadesh Tzcholal Daito Alav Dichsev Vayichal Moshe, because that also is used in the context of tefillah. Rabbi Niona says a person has to wait four amas between the kedei alichas arba amas between davening the two Shmon Esreis. So Amar Rav Anan, Amar Rav, Tov lo hizkir shel Rosh Chodesh Arvis. If you forget Rosh Chodesh at Mariv, in machzir and also, then you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Why? Levishayim basin makachin es a chodesh ela b'yom, because basin is not mechodesh belaila, is not makadesh the chodesh belaila anyway. So Amar Amemar mistabra milsa derav bechodesh male. This halacha of Rav is mistaber by a chodesh male. Aval bechodesh chaser machzir and also. And however, by a chodesh chaser, you are machzirim. So what does it mean? So bechodesh malei is, Rashi says, bechodesh malei, because a chodesh avar malei, when the previous month was 30 days, because the month could either be 29 or 30 days in the lunar calendar, osim rosh chodesh beiz yamim, we have 2 days rosh chodesh, hilkach yachol omer lamachar, da arve shal machar, rosh chodesh gomer, yosir ben arishon. In other words, therefore, if I'm davening mariv on the first night of rosh chodesh, and I forget Yalla V'Yavo, no biggie, because the second night of Rosh Chodesh, which is the real Rosh Chodesh, because it's the first day of the month, I'll be able to remember Yalla V'Yavo, and I'll say it in Mariv. However, if there's only one day Rosh Chodesh, meaning the next night Mariv is going to be already Beis of the Chodesh, then I have to repeat Shmon Esrei by Mariv, because I'm not going to be able to make it up the next night. And the Gemara says, La Halacha, that is not the Halacha. So Amar Le Rav Ashi La Meimar Michti Rav Taimei Kamar Mali Chaser Mali Malei Ela Lo Shna. Rav gave the reason. The reason that you don't have to reach Shmon Esrei B'Mariv is if you get Rosh Chodesh is because Basin is not Mekadesh L'Chodesh B'Laila. It's got nothing to do with whether there's one day Rosh Chodesh and I can make it up the next day. Doesn't matter. Rosh Chodesh Mariv, you forget Yalla V'Yavo, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Hadron Lach Tefilas HaShachar. Let us see the next Mishnah. So beginning now, the fifth parak. Se ein omdim lesfalel elemitoch kovet rosh. A person should stand and daven in a mind frame, in a mindset of reverence. A person should have this type of reverence when he davens. Chasidim Rishonim ayishoin sha'achas umesfalelin. The Chasidim Rishonim would wait 1 hour and they would be mispalel kadesh yechamnu libam laviim shabashamayim, so that they should make sure to put themselves in a mind frame where they're having proper kavanah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that when it says in the Mishnah that chassidim or rishonim would wait shah achas, it mamish means a full hour. Unlike the Ritva argues on that and says no, shah achas doesn't mean that they would literally wait an hour. What it means is that they would prepare themselves, that they would wait some amount of time before they start to daven. The Magen Avraham says that even though nowadays we don't find that people come to shul super early and they really get mentally engaged to daven, but we still, even through our Nusach HaTfilah, we still have the concept of, like the Ritva says, a person waiting many, many minutes before he davens Shmoneh Esrei. Because we start with Brachas, and then we have Psukah Nezimra, and then we have Brachas Kriya Shema. By the time you get up to Shmoneh Esrei, you're already davening for 20 minutes. So it turns out we are also Mekayim this halacha in a small way today, says the Magen Avraham, with our Nusach HaTfilah. Says the Mishnah, Afilu HaMelech Shol B'Shlomo, even if the king is asking, is giving him shalom during his Shmoneh Esrei, Lo Yeshivenu, a person shouldn't answer him, Vafilu Nochesh Korach Al Akevo, Lo Yafsik, and even if a snake is sliding up the guy's leg, he's not able to be Mafsik his tefillah. So that's the Mishnah. We'll pick up with the Gemara, God willing, tomorrow morning.